Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we praise you and thank you for keeping us in the midst of our trials and for preserving us through it all. We are thankful that we are kept by the power of God. Come on, family. The Lord is my shepherd.
God, praise God, family. It's so good to be with you again. This is your sister Pearl, and I'm speaking to you from Reaching Out Radio tonight. You and I have not been together for a while because I have not been on Reaching Out for a while, and yet I have never forgotten you. I always love you, keep you close to my heart. I'm going to be going out of the country shortly, and I'm just going to ask you to please remember me in prayer. However, I want to greet all of you tonight, and so grateful that you're with us. I want to say a very special shout-out to Evangelist Montel Fields, who is the owner of Reaching Out Radio. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for giving me this opportunity to be back this Sunday to be with you and your lovely listening radio audience. What a blessing it is to have this opportunity. Want to pray before we begin. Want to pray for you, Evangelist Montel. Want to pray for your mom and give everybody a wonderful praise report that Evangelist Montel's mother is doing so much, so much better. And God is answering our prayers in wonderful ways. So we are so grateful to God for what he is doing, for the wonderful God that he is, and wonderful way that he touches the hearts and the physical bodies of his people. We also need to pray for Evangelist Montel, as she is not feeling very well tonight. And so that's why I'm going to host this program myself. Very thankful that she allowed me this opportunity to do so. But we need to pray for her. We need to pray for some of her loved ones, some of the close friends of her loved ones who are also not feeling well. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we go into the word that God has given me for us this evening. Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name of your Son, Jesus, we are so grateful. God, we're so grateful to be a part of your royal family. Thank you for adopting us into the royal family of God. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you, Lord God, for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take our place on Calvary's cross. It should have been me. It should have been my brother. It should have been my sister. But because of your mercy, because of your grace, you said that you would go in our place, and you did that. You did for us what we could never do for ourselves, because in our own selves we are unworthy. Our blood is not sinless. We are not blameless, but you are. You who knew no sin became sin for us, and we are so appreciative. We're so grateful, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we ask, first of all, we thank you for touching our sister Montel's mom. Thank you, Lord God. And we continue to pray for her total and complete perfect healing. But thank you so much, Lord God, that her life is a marvel and a wonder to those that are in the hospital. Thank you, Lord God, that you are doing wonderful healing work in her body. And I ask you to touch our Evangelist Montel's throat. Touch her whole congestive system, Lord God. Help her to breathe properly. Help her chest to be free from any kind of bacteria or germ. And just lay your nail-scarred hand upon Evangelist Montel and make her whole from the crown of her head all the way down to the soles of her feet. We also pray for the girlfriend of her son, Lord God, that you would reach out and touch her and make her every bit whole, Lord God. You know that she's not feeling well, and she's even in the hospital. But we know that there is nothing too difficult. There is certainly nothing impossible with you. We also pray for her father, Montel's father. We pray, God, that whatever his physical affliction and concern is, that you would heal him, encourage him, strengthen him, cast out sickness and disease from him, and make him every bit whole. And for anyone of our listening audience who may also be in the same condition, who may be feeling ill, who may be going through some kind of hard life circumstance, you know, whatever it is, Lord God, there is nothing too hard for our God. And so we pray for every man and for every woman, for every young person, for every boy, for every girl that is listening to this program. We pray, oh God, that you would release your healing power, your delivering power, that you would make the crooked path straight, that you would make the wrong things right in their life, and that each one of us, Lord God, would just totally surrender our lives to you, our will to you, our mind to you, our hopes to you, our ambitions to you, Father. And even those things that we may be struggling with, addictions, whatever, God, we know that you can deliver from anything. There is nothing too hard for you, God. And so we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. We bless you. Be glorified for the remainder of this hour. Take the praise. Take the honor, because it belongs to you and you alone. You alone deserve it, Father. Have your way. Let this word that I'm going to be sharing, Lord God, be a blessing to someone that's listening. I pray, oh God, that you will do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And so once again, God has given me a word for you that are listening to the Reaching Out radio broadcast tonight. And that word is found in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. I'm going to read it for you. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's the word of the Lord for us today. The word is kept by the power of God. I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but I can tell you with no qualms, with complete assurance, Sister Pearl is very happy to report that I am kept not by my own power, because my power is extremely limited, but I am kept by the dunamis power of God, the same God that spoke the very world into existence, the same God that created heaven and earth, the same God that raised Jesus from the dead, that same God, that power that he has, that keeping power is what keeps me. And you, if you belong to Jesus, if you're washed in his powerful blood, then you too can lay claim to that promise, because you are kept not just by anything, but you are kept divinely by the power of God. Isn't that wonderful? You're kept by God's power. Now, in that verse, it says that we're kept by the power of God, but we're kept through faith. So God is the one who keeps us. We don't keep ourselves. But we have to cooperate with God. And we're kept by the power of God through faith. So I have to exercise my faith in my God and to understand that I'm kept to salvation. I'm kept unto salvation. And the Spirit of the Lord, I've taught this before, this particular word. I haven't brought it on Reaching Out Radio. But I remember that I brought it even to a church that I was ministering to, and in a church that I love very, very much, that had prayed for me for so many years when I was ministering in a communist nation. They were behind the scenes praying, as so many people were, and I will be forever grateful to them. But I want to say that God gave me that word initially for that church, for that house. But as God gave it to me, I knew that this was a word that God wanted for the entire body of Christ. So I'm going to be sharing this word time and time again as the Holy Spirit would lead me to do so. And I certainly feel led of God to share that word with you tonight. But I've already sensed that he's going to take me even in a different I'm going to bring some of the same things I shared with them, but I sensed as I was preparing for Reaching Out Radio and this lovely audience that listens to me and listens to Evangelist Montel and listens to so many of the wonderful anointed brothers and sisters that also come on and minister in Reaching Out Radio. I know that so many of you are listening in other nations, listening in Asia, listening in Europe, listening in African nations, listening in South American nations and Central America, listening in Australia. I want to share with you that this is a word that we need in this hour of 2016. And by the way, Happy New Year to you. because it's only the 17th day of January in 2016. You might listen to this maybe even in September, but this is when it's being broadcast, in January the 17th. And so I am wishing you a wonderful, prosperous new year. And I think it's very appropriate that at the beginning of this year, we understand that we're kept by God's power. Because if we don't understand that, we're going to be really thrown for a loop. We're going to be in confusion when we see different things happening in our world globally. We're going to wonder, well, what in heaven's name is going on here? There's so many things that are going awry. There's so many things that seem to be going contrary to God's will, God's purposes, God's design, God's way. And in the natural and in the flesh, it would be easy for us to think and assume that we're losing it. Maybe we feel that we might be losing it emotionally or losing it mentally or losing it physically or just socially. We feel like, wow, what is happening in the culture? What is happening in our world? I just was reading something that someone sent me just a little while ago on the Facebook to tell me that one of the first things that is happening now in Southeast Asia, Vietnam has now ruled that they would accept same-sex marriage. So Vietnam has now become the first Southeast Asian nation to accept same-sex marriage, to accept marriage between two men and between two women. And so as a believer listening to all that's happening in the world and in the world's ways, the question is, what is going on? But I've just been sent by the Lord tonight to reassure you that we are kept by the power of God. I want to share with you many different things on that line. One of the things I want to bring to you is the story about Caleb. Caleb, if you remember, for those of you that know the Word of God, and for those of you who do not, I don't have time to really get into that entire story, but I would challenge and encourage you to go to Numbers, the book of Numbers, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, the fourth book in the Old Testament, Numbers, chapter 13, verses 25 to 33. And then you can also check Numbers chapter 14, verses 4 through 10. And you're going to read the story about Caleb. Caleb was one of the young men that was sent out to spy the land that God had promised to give the children of Israel. Now, this was under Joshua at that time. So he was sent out to spy. Actually, he was sent out to spy under Moses. He was actually sent out to spy under Moses. And he was young, and he had another man with him called Joshua. Well, we know that Joshua, who was the protege of Moses, he took over when the Lord took Moses home to be with him when he was dead. The next leader after Moses was Joshua. And Caleb was still around, but now it was a long time since that, when they were young, they were sent out. Let me just tell you real quick, for those of you who don't know the story, the man of God Moses, being a very astute man of God, he sent out some spies to go and spy the land where God had promised to give to the children of Israel. Now, he sent out 12 spies. Out of those 12 spies, 10 came back with a horrible report and told Moses, you know, there's no way we're going to ever be able to take that territory. We're not going to be able to take that land. There are too many giants. It's just impossible, and we're not going to be able to do it. But there were two men that were of faith, and their names were Joshua and Caleb. So Joshua and Caleb gave a very different story from the 10 other spies. They said, no, we can take it. This is a wonderful land that God is giving us. It's a land full of milk and honey, and even the grapes are humongous. They're large. The place is just luxurious. It's just wonderful. God promised us, let's go, let's take it. And so, at the end of the day, I'm going to give it to you the real fast-forward version. Moses took the word of Joshua and Caleb, because they spoke the word of the Lord, because when God says something, he's going to do it. He's not a man that he can lie. So when God says something, when he promises something, you can bank on it. It will surely come to pass. Now, sure enough, they were able to go and take the land. However, now, fast forward, many years have gone, have passed, perhaps 60 or more years, and Caleb is now an old man, but he still has not gotten the land that he was promised for himself and his family. And so he goes to now the new leader, which is Joshua. Joshua, in Joshua chapter 14, I'm going to read for you verses 6 through 12. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, "Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy the land." So that, I'm corrected. He was not in his 20s. He was actually 40 years old. 40 years old was I when I was sent out to the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren went up with me, made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, "Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God." Remember this part. Caleb has wholly followed the Lord his God. And now verse 10. "And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive." And he said, these 45 years. So now that means he's 85, because he said he was sent out when he was 40, and 45 years have passed. So now he is 85 years old, Caleb is. And he says, "Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old." Wow. 120, 80, and 85. Verse 11. "And yet, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for inheritance. Wow. God is a God that keeps his people. God is a God that takes care of his people. And just as Caleb was saying that how God had kept him, he said that God has kept me. Verse 10, "And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive these 45 years. Why? Because God had given a promise to Caleb and to the children of Israel. And especially Caleb, being a follower of God that followed him wholeheartedly, he could not perish. He could not die until God fulfilled his promise. Because again, I repeat, God is not a man that he can lie. And so he promised to keep Caleb. Now remember, this whole message tonight is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Now unto him, that we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. I'm jumping the gun because I am going to read Jude 1:24. But I'm not going to go there right now. Tonight's word is kept by the power of God through faith. Caleb was kept by the power of God. But how was he kept? Through faith. That's the second part. Part one, is that we're kept by the power of God. The second part of that, which I said we need to cooperate with God in order for God to keep us, is that Caleb said, all these years I have not ceased to follow the Lord. I have wholly, completely, totally, and utterly followed the Lord my God. Just like Peter, it says in 1 Peter 1:5, we're kept by the power of God through faith. Well, Caleb, he extended and he exercised his faith in God by following God. And that's how you and I, we show our faith in God, by following him, by honoring him, by obeying him, by doing those things that we know pleases him. And Caleb was able to come back 45 years later and say, look, I've not stopped. I've not ceased following God. I want you now to release the land that God promised me. And of course, Joshua said, it's yours. Just go ahead and claim it. Sometimes what God gives us, we have to claim. We have to go and possess it. God's already given it to us, but we've got to go now and possess it. So that's a whole other message. We're not going to talk about that tonight. But we're talking about being kept by the power of God. God's power can keep you. I don't care what is going on around you. God's power is greater, it's bigger, it's wider, it's deeper. God is awesome, and God has the power to keep you in no matter what circumstance you find yourself in. I think about Joseph. Joseph, a wonderful son of Jacob. One of his 12 sons, and one of the two that was birthed by his beloved wife, Rachel. Joseph was kept by the power of God. Can you imagine a man, a young man that's hated of his brethren, hated of his own biological brothers, and then thrown into a pit, and then delivered out of that pit, but then finds himself in prison, and then delivered in prison, out of prison, and then he finds himself as the number two man in all of Egypt. That's a tremendous story. It's one of my favorite stories. Joseph is my favorite Bible character after the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. And I would love to talk. There's many things I like to say about Joseph. However, I'll leave that for another time. But Joseph was kept, not by his own power, but by the divine power of God. However, Joseph was another man who fully followed the Lord. Because when he was so tempted by Potiphar's wife to sin and to do wrong, he said, how can I do this? I would be sinning against Almighty God. And so he's kept by the power of God through faith. Through faith. And let me just say something about being kept by the power of God. Not only was he able to preserve his own line, because there was a great famine at the time that Joseph was ruling as the number two man under the Pharaoh, not only was the entire nation of Israel in jeopardy, but let me say this. Every nation on the planet at that time, when Joseph was ruling under Pharaoh, every nation at that time was in a famine. So can you imagine? Talk about being kept by the power of God. Had Joseph not been kept, I don't really believe any of the other nations would be here. Why? Because God raised up Joseph to be a deliverer, not only to the Jewish nation, but to every nation on planet Earth at that time in history. That's phenomenal. But that's the keeping power of God. Then I want to bring to you another Bible story and another Bible example. And it's of the woman now, a beautiful Jewish woman by the name of Esther. Esther, that was the name that she was given by the foreigners where she was living.
Hadassah was her Jewish name, but she was given the name Esther. Now, let me just say this. Esther is another person that is a great example of somebody being kept by the power of God. In the natural, and only the natural, it looked like she came very close to losing her life. And if she lost her life, I believe not only would she have lost her life, but the entire nation of Israel would have been destroyed. But she was willing to go before the king, even though she was not summoned, and she said, if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the king. And I really believe more than seeing a natural human, you know, just mortal king, I believe she really, in her heart of hearts, was beseeching the Lord God to make a way where there seemed to be no way. And I know that's true because she had asked her uncle, who was really like a father to her, she asked him to have the entire nation of Israel that was in Shushan fast and pray before she would go up to see the king. So at the end of the day, you know she was placing her faith in God. She was placing her faith in Almighty God. And God kept, not only did he keep Esther, but because of Esther's obedience and her bravery, God so marvelously answered to save the entire nation of all of Israel. And God can keep us in dangerous situations. God kept David, King David, in a very dangerous situation when all of his men had lost their cattle, had lost their property. More important than that, they lost their wives. They lost their children. They were out doing battle with King David someplace else. And while they were doing battle, the enemies of God and their enemies came in, kidnapped wives, children, cattle, property, material possessions, and ran and left. And the men were so upset that they were talking, we're going to kill David. They were blaming David. David is the one that took us out, got us fighting over there, and look what happened in our own home, in our own backyard. We're going to kill him. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And at the end of the day, he was not killed. He was saved. He was kept by the power of God. And God keeps us in all kinds of dangerous situations. I'm believing God to keep me now because I'm about to go into some situation that is not exactly like here in America. But I trust in God's keeping power because I have a mission to do. And if you have a mission to do, if God has entrusted you with something to do, guess what? God is going to keep you until your time is up, until your time on planet Earth is up. Did God or does God not keep all who place their confidence and trust in him? Some people will say, no, he doesn't. I would say, yes, he does. Because, again, God is, I've said this for the third and fourth time, God is not a man that he can lie. If God says he's going to keep you, he's going to keep you. Jude 1 says it like this. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I'm going to see if I can read something for you. I'm going to be getting it while I'm still online. We have to really understand. I'm going to share something from my heart with you. I'm going to be very candid with you. I'm going to be very real with you. You know, I'm broadcasting from the United States of America. And I'm broadcasting on a realm that can be heard, on a medium that can be heard via internet. And anything that's on the internet can be heard globally. And so I'm speaking not only to Americans, but I'm speaking globally. And I want, but right now I just want to be just a little bit, talk to my home people here in the United States of America just for a couple of minutes. And those of you that are outside of America, you can listen in. You can listen in to what I'm going to say to my fellow Americans. We have to be very careful to understand that God does not have, you know, God is not partial. God is not biased. God does not discriminate. God is just. God is holy. And God loves all of his people the same. And when I say all of his people, I'm not even saying that he loves everybody the same. I don't know if I can say that. I know that he loves his children, and his children are those that put their faith and his confidence, their confidence in him. And certainly I can say that God loves everybody because it says, for God so loves the world. He loves all of us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever does, you know, whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And then again, we know that God's will is that none would perish, that all would come to faith in Christ. But the reason that I say I can't really say how much he loves everybody, and I can't really say that he loves everybody the same, because I really don't know. So I don't want to lie, and I don't want to say something that I'm not 100% sure of. I know that he does love everybody, but I believe that there's some people that he really is drawn closer to because of their own, the way that they love and honor him, and the way that they put their complete faith and confidence and trust in him. And who I'm speaking to tonight is specifically right now, I'm speaking to the person that has put their faith and confidence in Christ and is born again. And that you really want to follow God. You really want to trust God. You really want to honor God with your life. You're the person I'm speaking to in America. However, I remember watching a show. And if I say the name of the show, everybody bar none would know who I'm talking about and the show I'm talking about. It's a very familiar program. The man who heads it up is a famous faith healer. He goes all over the world. He prays for people. Many of them fall down and whatnot. So you know who I'm talking about. Okay, so on his program, he had a young prophet come on, and the man gave a prophecy, and he was telling what he believed that God was showing him that was going to come to pass in America. Not talking about the other parts of the world, but in America specifically. And immediately the host said, oh, but of course, while all of that is going on, nothing, absolutely nothing is going to happen to us here, right? Nothing is going to happen to the believers, right? We'll all be protected, right? We'll all be fine, right? We're not, nothing bad's going to happen to us, right? And then I feel that a young prophet, I think he felt pressured. He immediately didn't even think. He just said, yeah, right, right, right. You're right. Yeah, yeah. I believe that he was pressured. I believe he really didn't think it through properly, because if he did, he would know that the righteous will suffer affliction. And sad to say, the host of that show does not fully comprehend that you can love God fully. You can not be in sin, totally be honoring God, living for God, right with God, and encounter hardship. And for us not to tell people that, we're not giving the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We have a saying in America, when people go and put their hand in the Bible to take an oath that they're going to tell the truth in the courthouse, they said, I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, I think as believers, we need to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. When the Bible says that we're kept by the power of God, I want you to see very carefully, what does that mean? Let's read the entire verse. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That does not mean that I might not be martyred for the cause of Christ. That does not mean, like those people that were, those young people that were going to that college in Rose, I think it was Roseburg, Oregon, and they were shot in the head when the assailant asked them the question, I want to know, are you a Christian? And to everybody that answered one by one, yes, I am a Christian. I follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They got shot in the head, and they were taken, immediately ushered into the presence of God. So what does this mean? That we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. I believe this is what this means. You and I are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And we're going to be revealed in the last time. In other words, we're not going to miss our God-given destiny. And God is going to move heaven and earth to see that we are kept by his power and we will be saved at the last day. Does not mean that we're not going to go through anything here on earth. What happened to Stephen? He was kept by the power of God, but he was martyred. He was martyred in Acts chapter 7. He was stoned while he was there preaching and telling the people the wonderful things that Jesus had done. They got so angry, they stoned him to death. But he was kept by the power of God. He was kept unto the day of salvation. That was the day of salvation for him. He went saved. He went delivered. He went set free. He went totally in the arms of Jesus. So the thing of it is, I have to know that no demon, no devil, no sickness, no circumstance, no terrorist, no maniac is going to take me out before my God-given time. I'm kept by the power of God. Now, I could be faced with a gun in my face. I'm kept by the power of God because God has that keeping power. It's that dunamis power that raised Jesus from the dead. My goodness. If that same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, I can do all things and I can go through all things and I will be kept because it is not me keeping myself. It is God who is keeping me. But he's keeping me through faith unto salvation. He's making sure that whenever I do leave planet Earth, I am saved. I am redeemed. I am right. I am ready to meet God. I know a few people that God did keep by his power, and then he, you know, it was so contrary and confusing to so many other people. Wow, why did God take that person so quickly? Perhaps he had to take them quickly because he knew that if he kept them on planet Earth, they would not continue to love him and follow him and honor him the way they were going. Who knows? I don't know that. I'm not going to make a religion around that. But I do believe God's word in 1 Peter 1:5. We're kept by the power of God through faith. That's the cooperation part. You and I must exercise our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that God is a God who can keep me. When I lived in a communist land for so many years, when I was told by people on the phone, oh, well, don't go back there, leave that particular province, that particular city, they're going to kill you. I had to know, number one, who I was, child of the Most High God, who God is, much more important than who I am. And the fact of it is, I was set there under the divine direction of God. So I already knew. No demon in hell could have taken me out because God put me there. And as long as God put me there, he was going to keep me. Amen. And that's what you and I have got to believe, that we're kept by God through faith unto salvation. So for whatever reason that God does not take me off the planet when I first get saved, Did you ever think about that? Why are you still on planet Earth when you've already given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? You've already said yes to God and no to the devil. You've already turned your back on the world and you turned your eyes and your face towards Christ. Well, then why aren't you with Jesus right now? Immediately after you got saved, boom, you go to be with Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Why? Because God has a plan. God has a plan. God uses his people. God wants to not only save you, he wants to bless your life, and he wants to make you a blessing to other people. So God has a plan. It's not only just about you. It's not only just about me. It's about how he wants to use us before we go to be with the Lord, how he wants to work on us, how he wants to change us, how he wants to rearrange us. So that's how come most of the time the majority of people, when they get saved, they still continue to live on planet Earth until God says, okay, now you need to come with me. But I just want to emphasize that being kept by the power of God, I wish I could have spoken to that gentleman on the television and say, that does not mean that everything else is going to be going haywire and every Christian is going to have absolutely no problem. Actually, when you read about 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, who is Peter even talking to? He's talking to Jewish believers, Messianic Jews, we say today, but Jews of that time where Peter was writing that put their faith and confidence in Jesus Christ. And because they did, Claudius, the ruler, and then, who was it first? I think it was Claudius first and Nero. I'm not really sure who's first. But anyway, it's probably in that order. It was Claudius and then Nero. And they decided to get rid of all the Jewish believers. They started to rout them out of where they should have been living and, take them away from their cities and throw them out and do all kind of horrible things, throw them out of Rome and throw them out of this place. And it was horrible. But Peter was encouraging them that don't worry, you're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And that other verse that I read to you from Jude chapter 1, verse 24, I'm seeing if I can get this. I want to tell you another part about the keeping power of God, that especially in 2016, we have to think about being kept by God and preserved in Jesus Christ, as it says in Jude chapter 1, verse 1. We're preserved in Jesus Christ, and we need to contend for the faith. We're kept by God so that we don't go astray from the faith. That's another side of being kept by God. We're kept by God to walk the straight and narrow way that Jesus has provided for us. We're kept by God not to go astray. And the Bible talks all about this in Jude 1. It talked about Sodom and Gomorrah. And it talked about how God kept Lot, even in a horrible place like that. And it talked about the different things that we need to be aware of and to be, careful about. And you need to take your time and read that, the entire Jude 1. It's very, very good, Jude 1. Read it. But he says in Jude 1, 24, that even though you experience all these things that are going on all around you, just know that God is keeping you from falling so that you won't go astray and so that you can be preserved, so that you can be blameless and spotless from this world, and that you can be walking the way that God is honored and glorified and pleased with, and not all over the place in confusion, but kept by the power of God. There's so many, even we heard the leader of the Catholic Church has recently come out this year, since 2016, in the beginning of this month, he's come out and he said, you know what? We all are worshiping the same God. The Buddhist, the Islamist, the Hinduist, those following Krishna, the cultists. You know, let's all just get along and get together, because at the end of the day, we're all worshiping the same God. This is what the Pope just came out and said. Google it. Check it. I didn't make it up. This is what he just said. But you and I are kept by the power of God. I'm telling you, believers, we need to be like Caleb of old. Not just that we want our land, that we want our inheritance, but we want our spiritual inheritance. We want our spiritual land. We do not want to cease following Christ. He said to Joshua very boldly and very clearly, all these 45 years, I have followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. I haven't softened. I haven't switched it up. I haven't diluted it. I haven't compromised. I've wholeheartedly followed the Lord. And by the way, I'm just as physically strong as I was 45 years ago. I was able to fight then. And by the grace of God, I am able to fight now. Why? Because I'm following God. That's why. And God is one that keeps his people. God is one that will not let his people go. That's what. That's the kind of God I serve. A God that keeps me. A God that promises something, he'll surely bring it to pass. Our time is almost up. We have about 8 more minutes to go. Did you get something? We're kept by the power of God. But you can't just sit idly by and think that God's going to keep you. You can't just lie down spiritually and think that you're going to be kept of Almighty God. He said we're kept by the power of God through faith. You've got to put your faith in God in order for him to keep you. He's talking here to believers. He's talking here to people that love him, that follow him. We're the ones who are being kept by the power of God. The ones that are exercising their faith in God unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Because sure enough, for those who have already gone before us, they've already gone to be with Jesus, They will be revealed in the last time. And for those of us still on planet Earth, if we're here when Jesus puts in his return, we will be revealed in the last time. Prayerfully, it'll be unto salvation. That Jesus can say, this is one of mine. I know her. I know him. I shed my blood for them. They're one of mine. And that we would not get what some of the other people get. Depart from me, I never knew you. That's why I said I can't say, you know, so surely that Jesus loves everybody the same. Because some people he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. That means they had no relationship with God. And he's going to tell others, come and enter into the rest of the Lord. Come into the joy of the Lord. He loves everybody, yes, as he loves the world. But he wants all to come to know him so that he can have relationship with him, have a love relationship with God. That's possible. It's not a worldly, a fleshly relationship. It's a lovely, godly relationship that God has with his bride. That's the children of God, his church. That's us. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I believe that God wants me to talk to somebody that has backslidden. And you might say, wow, I wish I could get back. I do want to be kept by the power of God, but I already left God. I want to say to you, beloved, it's not too late. It's not too late. My mother always said, as long as you have breath, and as long as the Holy Spirit is still on planet Earth, there's hope. And guess what? If you're breathing, and you are breathing, that's why you're listening to this broadcast, you're breathing, you definitely are alive, and the Holy Spirit is still on planet Earth, you have phenomenal hope. Yes, you might have backslidden. Yes, you might have fell, because it says now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, that's what really God is concerned about at the end of the day. He might let me get martyred or let you get martyred. That's not the most important thing in his life. Oh, is she going to get killed or not? The most important thing is she going to be with me forever? Because even if I get killed, this natural mortal body, I have another, a whole other body waiting for me. I have something completely different from what you can see with your natural eye. From the time that I received Jesus, I had eternal life. I would always be alive. Even if my physical body would wind up in a coffin, I would always be alive. And for you, backslider, it's not too late to come back to Jesus. He is standing with his arms wide, outstretched, open to you, just like the father of the prodigal son that ran to meet him. Not only did he extend his arms and his love and his heart and his house and his everything, his robe, and he extended everything. It's not too late, beloved. Father, I pray for those individuals that they said, wow, I used to love the Lord. I used to follow God. I want to be kept, but I'm so far gone. What about me? What about you? God loves you. God loves you with an everlasting love. He never stopped loving you. He never gave up on you. That's why you're hearing this broadcast tonight. Just say, Father, I want you. Forgive me. Help me to turn from all my sin and everything that displeases you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I invite your Holy Spirit to come back and live inside of me once again. I know I've grieved you. I've grieved you and I've turned you aside, but Lord, I want you back. I want you back. I'm going to follow you. Give me the strength. Give me the grace. Keep me, God. And I believe that you will honor your word. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. May the Lord bless you. May he shine his countenance upon you. May he give you rest. May he give you peace. May he give you blessings. Know that God loves you with an everlasting love. He wants you to be kept. If you want to be kept, I can promise you with everything that the Word of God stands for, you will be kept, because that's his promise. You're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Thank God Pastor Saeed has been released. We can thank God for that. Other brothers and sisters have not been released. Some of them have been beheaded even today in Iraq. Pray for our brothers and sisters that are going through right there in one of the major cities. Sister Pearl loves you. Jesus loves you even more. Evangelist Montel loves you. That's why she has this radio broadcast. And so you're loved everywhere you look. God bless you. Until next time, this is Reaching Out Radio. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye-bye.